Canto 6, Chapter 13. King Indra afflicted by sinful reaction. Sri Shuka said, with Vritra killed, the leaders and everyone else in the three worlds, O charitable one, were immediately freed from their worries and depressions, except for the mighty Indra, Chakra himself. Without taking leave from Indra, thereupon the demigods following Indra, Brahma, Shiva, and the other god-conscious people, the saints, the forefathers, and the rest of the living beings and the demons, all returned to their places. The king asked, O my lord, O sage, I would like to know why Indra was so unhappy. Why was he so gloomy while all his demigods were happy? Sri Shuka said, all the godly souls and the sages were terrified by Vritrasura's display of power, but Indra had declined their request to put an end to him because he was afraid to kill a Brahmin. Indra had said, the burden of the sin of killing Vishwarupa was, as a favor to me, carried by the women, the earth, the trees, and the water. But how will I be purified from killing Vritra? Shuka continued, when the sages heard that, they said the following to the great Indra. We wish you all good fortune. Do not be afraid. We will perform an Ashwamedha sacrifice, a horse sacrifice for you. The Ashwamedha sacrifice of worshipping the original person, the Supersoul, the controller who is Narayana, our Lord, liberates one even from the sin of destroying the world. Someone who killed a Brahmin, his father, a cow, his mother or his spiritual master, such a sinner and even an outcast dog-eater may find purification by singing his holy name. If an Ashwamedha sacrifice, the topmost of all sacrifices, by us conducted with faith, keeps you from being contaminated by the killing of all creatures of Brahma, including the Brahmins, what then do you expect from killing a harassing demon? Sri Shuka said, Indra, thus being encouraged by the scholars, killed his enemy Vritrasura when he approached him. He, Vrishakapi, the mythical king of the gods, was thereupon tormented by the reaction following that act of killing a Brahmin. Even though he had done others a favor with his deed, Indra suffered the deepest misery. One's good qualities do not give happiness when one feels ashamed and guilty. It pursued him in the form of an old, outcast woman, trembling all over her body, whose clothes were covered by blood from consumption. With her disheveled, grey hair, she yelled at him, wait, wait, and spread thereby, with her breath, a bad, fishy smell that polluted the entire road. The thousand-eyed Indra sought his refuge in heaven and in all directions of the sky, whereupon he hurried in the northeastern direction to enter there the Manasa-Sarovara lake, O king. Bereft of all the sustenance normally supplied by the servant of the sacrificial fire, he lived there for 1,000 years, hidden from view in the subtle network of the fibers of a lotus stem. All that time, he in his heart pondered over the question how he could find liberation from the sin of having killed a Brahmin. For the time of his absence, the heavens were ruled by Nahusha, who, equipped with education, austerity, yoga and strength, proud of his wealth and opulence, lost his intelligence. Chasing Indra's wife, Shachidevi, he fell victim to the fate of a snake. He whose offense by the divinity of Rudra was nullified because he meditated on the maintainer of truth, Vishnu, was, after having recovered from the karmic rebound, invited back by the Brahmins. The sin had lost its grip on him now that he enjoyed the protection of the wife of Vishnu, the goddess of fortune. The Brahminical sages, upon his return, approached him, to consecrate him according to the rules for the sake of an Ashwamedha sacrifice in order to please the Supreme Lord Hari, O son of Bharata. By the Ashwamedha sacrifice performed by the expert Brahmins and Indra in worship of the original person, the Supersoul and maintainer of all divinity, there came a formal end to the so very serious sin of having killed the son of Tvashta, the way the sun puts an end to fog, O king. After the Ashwamedha sacrifice as prescribed had been performed by the priests headed by Marichi, and Indra had worshipped the Lord of Sacrifice, the Supreme Personality, he, being purified from the sin, retrieved his greatness. This great story, describing the glorification of the Lord of the Holy Places, the growth in devotion, and the victory and liberation of Indra, the King of Heaven, frees one from innumerable sins. This narration should therefore always be read and continuously be heard by those who cherish the intelligence and be reiterated on the occasion of great festivals. It sharpens one's senses, brings wealth and fame, and releases from all misconduct. It brings victory over one's enemies and good fortune and longevity to all.